Lots of jokes coming in these days. Jane in New Jersey, thank you. And Lakeview, Lori in Chicago. Mike in Berwyn, Heather in Ransom, Illinois. Kent in Piatone. Gary Hall, Tim Henkel, Dave Carr, Terry in Eureka. Sue in sunny Rochester, Wisconsin sent a joke. Kathy in Downers Grove and Night Shift Jeff in Arlington Heights. And John in Belvedere and Allison in Crystal Lake. Bill and Carol Stream wrote, Dear John, you read one of my jokes Monday. I did not include my address for you to send me that coffee mug, so here you go. If you read this joke on the air, am I eligible for two mugs or is it one mug per week? No worries, I got a million of them. Remember, randomly, we award one lousy mug each week. We'll pick a name for you tomorrow. And Steve and Diane wrote, Dear John, we created this joke just for you. Three teddy bears went out to dinner. The waiter asked them what they wanted for dessert. They said, nothing. We're stuffed. I ran into a microbiologist yesterday. He was much bigger than I expected. Hey, Dave, I bought some stock in Otis Elevator.
How's it doing?
Up and down. I bought some stock in Singer.
How is it doing?
So.
How's your Kimberly Clark stock doing?
The toilet paper division touched bottom. Wait, I'm not done. Wiped out a lot of people. Sorry. I wasn't drunk, but an officer thought I was, so he pulled me over and told me to say the alphabet starting with M, so I went Malphabet. Didn't help. When I die, I want my last words to be, I left $1 million under the... Hey, I got a great joke for you about trickle-down economics. Too bad. 99% of you won't get it. Hey, Dave. You know why dinosaurs don't make good pets?
No, why?
Because they're dead, Dave. That's why. What do you call a guppy wearing a bow tie sophisticated? No, wait. What do you call it? We'll edit that out. What do you call a guppy wearing a bow tie sophisticated? Sophisticated! Now, that was worth the effort.
Yeah.
What do you call a goofy fox with a gluten allergy?
Oh, this ought to be good. I can't wait. What is it?
What do you call a goofy fox with a gluten allergy? That would be a celiac.
I didn't get it.
Smart.
And finally, anybody in the newsroom want to help him out on this one? Schwani, you've had a minute to think about it. What does James Bond's doorbell sound like?
He worked on it. But now I'm here.
Oh, it's Steve Ruxton. And did he slip you the correct answer?
Apparently Elif had a similar idea, so I might turn it over to her.
Well, go ahead and spill the beans. What have you got?
I just think it would be 007 in Morse code.
Oh, I see. Like dee 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 dee. Yep.
Right.
No, that not a bad answer, but incorrect.
Not I was going to say ding dong, but I guess that's Ooh. Too obvious.
That's simple.
The correct answer is dong. Ding dong.
Wow. Winner.
Vicky, you get
that was a stretch.
Vicky, you get a C+ on that. You were halfway there.
C+.
Dong.
Not much different than
ding
school.
Dong. I'm sorry. I think that's a pretty good joke. Dong. Ding dong. We'll try that one tomorrow. 9:45. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.
It's no spanking party.
If you don't get that,
Dave is stuck on that one.
Listen to yesterday's speed jokes where Dave Ennett said a line that in his entire career he never thought he would say.
No.
I believe that line was, hey, John, I went to a spanking party last night.
Now you got to add that into your sports reporting.
Oh, no.
Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Share them with your friends at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes. We post them there every day.